What kind of food did you folks pass around? Mm-hmm. Opihi?
Mainly seafood. Mainly anything from the ocean. Also the pakai, which was very important. Now, the wild pig, when someone went hunting, wild goat, that was all shared. Like the hunters were usually Uncle Olu and Uncle Kaipo, and my cousins. And when they had, they all shared it.
Mm-hmm. What about, like if somebody went pole fishing and got moi or ulua? Would that be shared?
It depends if the catch was plentiful. If the catch was plentiful, it was spread out more.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't plentiful, we have to also remember that when they went fishing, it was just usually fish enough to eat for a day or two.
Yeah.
And sometimes I recall when the men went fishing, like say, when he went to Tronet and the moi, what they call kauka moi, the moi was plentiful. There was a whole school. Maybe he made one or two throws. They had a whole lot of fish. And this is the fish that he spread it out to everybody. But if he went to fish, you know, just enough for his family, well, that was it.
Yeah.
Because it seems like almost everybody fished. Almost everybody went to the beach. So the fishing part is shared when someone catches something way over the amount. Now, as far as the meat is concerned, like wild pork, wild goat, not everybody went hunting, and that was something that was usually shared.
So I guess if you went for opihi or limu, probably you just go for yourself,
not
to share a big amount.
Yes, and the other thing was, as a young child, I remember, of course, they know by the weather, the stars, whatever the omen or the sign was, oh, the weather is going to be good these few days. So, Ante Kuliana talks to Ante Kanoi talks to Ante Oya. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of women that would go down and we children would follow along. I don't know, it seems to be like it was more fun, I think, for the ladies, you know, three, four, five of them from each household going to get the